Good day, I'm Anjui James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 7. Coming up, DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund boosted, drug treatment courts get support, and planning advanced for establishment of Miss Lou Square. The news in detail after this message.
Energy Vision 2030. Using less energy, saving more money. We use energy to cook and cool, pump water, transportation, agriculture, for everything really. We import oil to produce much of our energy, and it's expensive. So, turn it off, plug it out, keep your AC temperature at 24 degrees, drive with miles per gallon in mind. Energy Vision 2030. Using less, saving more for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The government has signed an agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, for the provision of funding to support the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund. The DBJ will receive $20 million in loan financing under the agreement signed at the Ministry of Finance on Wednesday. Finance Minister Oldie Shaw says the strengthening of the Credit Enhancement Fund will have a positive impact on the growth and development of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector.
We cannot drive growth without driving credit into the small and micro and medium enterprises. That is where the growth has to come from. Therefore, attracting, developing, and supporting these entrepreneurs form an important component of Jamaica's economic strategy.
Under the Credit Enhancement Facility, the DBJ provides a partial loan guarantee of up to $15 million to MSMEs without the necessary collateral to help them access loans from financial institutions. Jamaica is among six countries that will benefit from additional financial support from the Government of Canada for the monitoring and evaluation of drug treatment courts. The other countries are Barbados, Costa Rica, Trinidad and Tobago, Panama, and the Dominican Republic. Counselor and Head of Development Cooperation, Canadian High Commission in Jamaica, Walter Burnick, says the $833,000 Canadian dollars to be provided over the next 2 years will also help the countries to consider options related to juvenile treatment courts and community courts.
So I'd like to congratulate each of the countries participating in drug treatment courts within this project. You're part of the vanguard, really looking at alternatives to incarceration and how we can better address problematic substance abuse.
Mr. Burnick was speaking Wednesday at the opening ceremony for a regional workshop on drug treatment courts in Kingston. The three-day workshop hosted by the General Secretariat of the Organization of American States, OAS, and the Government of Jamaica will focus on the expansion of drug treatment courts in the Caribbean. Culture Minister Olivia Grange says plans to establish Miss Lou Square in Gordontown, St. Andrew are advanced. The project being undertaken by the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is a Jamaica 55 legacy project in association with Miss Lou's estate. Minister Grange, in her message to commemorate Miss Lou Day, September 7, said the building of the square had been approved by the Public Investment Management Secretariat in the Ministry of Finance.
The centerpiece of Miss Lou Square will be a statue of the cultural icon to be completed in time for her 100th birthday. Miss Lou is a timeless cultural icon whose life's work has caused us to understand who and what we are. She taught us to accept, value, and celebrate ourselves.
Other project partners include the Gordontown Community Council, Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, and the Jamaica 55 Steering Committee in Canada. Meanwhile, activities to mark Miss Lou Day include a tribute concert at Louise Bennett Garden Theatre beginning at 7 p.m. and a Miss Lou Marathon broadcast on Jam Vision. And Jamaica will join the rest of the world in celebrating International Literacy Day on Friday, September 8, under the theme Literacy in a Digital World. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is encouraging schools to use the day as a national initiative to promote reading and literacy across the country. All six education regions will be hosting activities to celebrate Literacy Day. The national event is planned for the Pembroke Hall Primary School Auditorium in St. Andrew and will involve the participation of institutions from Regions 1 and 6. Lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Clement Lambert, will deliver the keynote address. Other activities organized by the ministry include games, sharing of stories and poems, and the designing of posters to raise awareness of the importance of literacy among students. The United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, promotes the day to underline the significance of literacy in the development and advancement of all nations globally. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.